It is Saturday, July 11th. The systems we rely on are showing their age, and the people running them are mostly just shuffling deck chairs. Regulatory agencies are struggling to keep up with the pace of modern markets and government restructuring. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is currently overseeing prediction markets like Kalshi, pronounced K-A-L-Shi. These markets allow users to bet on specific event outcomes, like election results or economic indicators. It is a classic bureaucratic mess where personal incentives for insiders can easily bypass the limited surveillance tools in place. The Department of Education is also attempting a bureaucratic workaround with special education staff. The plan shifts these employees to the Department of Health and Human Services while keeping legal oversight within the Education Department. It fulfills specific statutory requirements on paper, but it effectively fractures the agency's unified structure. For parents trying to navigate the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, this creates a nightmare of operational confusion. It is getting harder to hold anyone accountable for equity issues when the people enforcing the law are separated from the agency actually responsible for it. Public health, meanwhile, is seeing a breakdown in centralized authority. The CDC suggests discarding leftover breast milk after 2 hours, but social media influencers are pushing longer storage times based on unreviewed studies. Parents are stuck in the middle, forced to weigh strict safety protocols against the exhaustion of constant caregiving. There is a lack of rigorous, funded research into these variables, so families are left to manage their own risk without reliable data. It is a pattern across sectors. When institutions fail to provide clear, unified rules, the burden of governance shifts onto the individual. This erosion of authority is bleeding into the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris currently leads in polling for the 2028 primary, yet donors and party insiders are openly resisting her candidacy. John Morgan and others are arguing that the 2024 election was a mandate to break with the current administration. They are looking toward alternatives like Andy Beshear, pronounced Bashir, Mark Kelly, or Wes Moore to provide that fresh start. It creates a brutal feedback loop. If Harris cannot secure early donor commitments, her campaign might be labeled non-viable before it even hits the starting line. There is a cold, cynical calculation happening here regarding electability. Supporters argue that a full, untruncated campaign would allow Harris to fix previous strategic mistakes. However, skeptics wonder if the electorate will support a woman of color in the current climate. If the party decides the system is permanently biased against her, they are effectively conceding to the very prejudices they claim to oppose. It is a form of strategic paralysis, where identity and institutional memory are blocking any actual path forward. This is all happening against a backdrop of declining standards for political character. We are seeing a rise in rage-based candidates across the board, where parties prioritize performative aggression over actual vetting. When a party stops vetting for moral character to satisfy a base craving for raw fury, they lose the moral high ground to criticize their opponents for the exact same behavior. The administrative state is also suffering from a crisis of transparency. The extended, unexplained absences of leaders like Mitch McConnell have left the public in the dark about the physical and cognitive health of those holding immense power. These are not private matters when the people involved are steering the ship of state. When officials hide health declines, it only fuels conspiracy and distrust. It leaves the public governed by figures who are either unwilling or unable to meet the requirements of their office. We are living in a system that is trading functional governance for performative conflict. Whether it is the Department of Education, the primary donor class, or the halls of Congress, the institutions are failing to do the boring, necessary work of vetting and oversight. It is a shitty situation, honestly. We are essentially being asked to manage systemic risk ourselves, all while the people in charge are too busy either fighting or hiding to actually lead. Mick Jagger is 81 years old. He has shifted the Rolling Stones from loose, unpredictable recording sessions to a structured, deadline-driven process. The band now uses outside producers and demo-based workflows to keep their creative output moving. Jagger treats his stage persona as a role to be managed rather than his actual identity. It keeps him from getting detached or isolated. He is also moving the band toward residencies instead of traditional touring. He says this helps manage the costs and the emotional gap between the stage and the back row. It is a hell of a way to stay relevant. Most legacy acts end up as museum pieces because they refuse to apply any actual pressure to their process. Jagger is basically saying that if you want to keep working, you have to stop acting like a rock star and start acting like a professional. It is funny that he notes how the term rock star has been watered down by tech entrepreneurs. He is right, of course. One group is filling stadiums, and the other is just trying to find a better way to disrupt a subscription model. In the business world, the strategy is similar. Companies are moving from high-volume, low-margin operations to anchor client models. The goal is to replace hundreds of small, exhausting contracts with one or two massive, high-value accounts. This allows leadership to stop chasing scraps and start focusing on long-term growth. It provides a baseline of recurring revenue that removes the volatility of day-to-day survival. The trade-off here is diversification. You lose the safety net of having many small customers, but you gain the reputation of being a specialized partner. Once you land an industry titan, you have social proof. It makes every future sale easier. Many founders avoid these targets because of internal doubt, not because their product is bad. They are scared of the whale, but the whale is actually the only way to get out of the minor leagues. Then you have agriculture. John Deere is shifting from building heavy iron to selling software-defined, autonomous networks. They are using GPU-accelerated computer vision to identify weeds and spray only those specific plants. This is precision farming at the individual seed level. It reduces costs and environmental impact, and it helps manage the reality of a labor shortage. Only 1.5% of the United States population works in the sector. The company is now using autonomy to fill that gap. The machine is becoming an intelligent agent. Tractors are transitioning from simple data collectors to devices capable of making real-time decisions at the field edge. This is not just about convenience. It is about total vertical integration. Even the right to repair is changing. It has moved from turning wrenches to downloading controller payloads. Owners and independent shops can now access that digital control, which shows how even a massive manufacturer has to bend when the tech stack gets complex enough. There is a common thread here. Whether you are a lead singer, a software firm, or a tractor manufacturer, the move is toward tighter constraints. You stop trying to do everything for everyone. You focus on the specific node that matters. For Jagger, it is the deadline. For the business, it is the anchor client. For the farmer, it is the individual plant. It is easy to mistake growth for just adding more stuff, more songs, more customers, more acreage. But that is usually how you lose the plot. You get dispersed. You get thin. The real efficiency, the kind that actually lasts, comes from narrowing your scope until you are precise enough to matter. It is about trading the chaos of volume for the stability of a system. If you can force yourself to operate within those tighter boundaries, you stop fighting for survival and start actually building something. Which, honestly, sounds a lot better than the alternative. Trading chaos for structure is a common play. But when an entire industry loses its footing, they stop building and start asking for handouts. The News Media Alliance and America's newspapers are combining their annual leadership meetings into a single summit in Washington, D.C. These groups are moving from fragmented lobbying to a unified front. They want federal intervention to stop unauthorized AI scraping and bad bots that currently plague their websites. The industry now views its content as a protected asset rather than an open resource, and they are looking to the broadcast industry's lobbying playbook for help. Here is the thing about this. For years, newspapers kept a respectful distance from the federal government to protect their editorial independence. That wall is coming down. They are essentially admitting that the market has failed them, so they need the state to step in and set the rules for the internet. If they fail to get these regulations, they are looking at a future where they either bleed money on defensive tech or accept that their work is just free training data for big tech giants. It is a defensive crouch, and honestly, it is a hell of a thing to watch legacy media trade their independence for a seat at the regulatory table. Meanwhile, the broader economic picture is looking increasingly grim for anyone under the age of 50. Since 1974, the S&P 500 has grown by 4,000%. Real median income from labor, by comparison, has only risen by 40%. Federal spending per capita on seniors is now 8 times higher than spending on children. We have built an architecture that favors asset ownership over actual work, and that gap is widening every single year. The link between these two stories is pretty clear. Whether it is newspapers trying to lock down their content or an entire generation trying to buy a house, we are seeing the same trend. Incumbents are pulling up the ladder behind them. You have institutions that are stagnant and political leaders with re-election rates over 90%. They are not interested in creating new opportunities. They are interested in protecting the value of the assets they already own. When you look at higher education, you see the same story. Elite universities refuse to expand their enrollment, even as their endowments explode. They prefer the vanity of a single-digit acceptance rate over the actual work of providing social mobility. They are making education a luxury good, which is a shitty way to run a country that claims to value merit. The result of all this is a withdrawal from the social contract. Younger people are opting out of traditional milestones like marriage and having children because the math just does not work. When the system is designed to extract wealth from the young to keep the old comfortable, eventually, the young stop participating. And that is a disaster for everyone. You cannot build a sustainable future if you are busy cannibalizing the next generation to pay for the last one. The newspaper industry is just the latest group to realize that if you do not have the power to protect your own future, you have to beg the government to do it for you. It is a bleak view of things, but when you look at the incentives, it is exactly what you would expect to happen. A few other things worth knowing. AI agents are now scraping private household data to build what they call shared social infrastructure. This creates a shitty dynamic where, if you do not opt in, you are labeled a free rider who is somehow damaging the neighborhood's collective safety. In the early days of the automobile, infrastructure was non-existent. A widely cited statistic from the early 1900s noted that out of 2.3 million miles of roads in the United States, only 150 miles were actually paved. Drivers had to navigate by using random local landmarks. It turns out that building resilient systems is a lot harder than just trying to optimize for speed. That is the update for today. Thanks for listening.